The following is a presentation of ComedyVoices.com.
Hey guys, awesome episode with Esther Koo coming at you. We talk about why you should never get mad at texts. It's petty. Check it out.
Check in and subscribe to your favorite show on ComedyVoices.com. Powered by digital media. Find your voice. Stand Up Labs and UCB Comedy lead the way in bringing you one laugh after another on ComedyVoices.com, a digital media production.
Coming to you from the top of the Stand Up New York Comedy Club, this is a Stand Up Labs production powered by ComedyVoices.com. Find your voice.
Hello and welcome to TFM Podcast. J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side. Stand Up New York Labs are here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Guys, I say it every week. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for spreading the word about the podcast. Thank you for sending in your emails. They get better and better. That's why we can get great guests like we have today. Esther Koo, thank you for coming on.
What up?
That was an extra what up. Ah, Esther, I'm so pumped to have you on. Thank you for coming.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me. This worked out.
It did work out. You're here in town.
Yeah.
And one of the guys here at Stand Up New York Labs got us together.
Hell yeah.
And now you're here. We're going to answer.
Now we're here. Now we're doing it.
We're going to direct the youth of America.
Are we really?
Are you ready?
Like an orchestra?
Yes.
Yes.
We're just going to sit up there with the wand.
The baton?
the wand shaped like a penis.
It'll conductor be like, wand.
Exactly. Guys. Go, Esther's great. You can find her on Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. Esther Cuckoo on all platforms. Is that what it is?
That's right.
Go follow her, support her. She's amazing. I'm into
periscoping a lot.
Are you?
Yeah.
What do you do on Periscope?
I do everything. I play basketball. I go through the Taco Bell drive-thru.
Okay.
In hotels, you know, listening to people have sex. I'm doing everything.
Okay, so that's you
I'm
like that platform.
Backstage at comedy shows. Yeah.
So go follow Esther at Esther Cuckoo on Periscope.
Hell yeah, yeah.
Also, you can go, and I say this all the time, you guys, this might be your first podcast that you listen to. So you're looking to create a portfolio of podcasts to go in and out of. And Esther has her own podcast called Koo and the Gang.
Which I actually started recently. So if you join now.
You're getting in at the front.
Right. And you'll hear the whole shebang. You'll see my growth. Because right now my life is in a funk.
But why is it in a funk?
I'm just saying. Podcasting.
You're here with us. She's like, I didn't think I'd go this low. With the total frat move.
Exactly. It's making my life better.
And okay.
You know, when you talk things out and you get different people's perspectives and you grow as a person, I'm already growing.
What is it?
18 episodes in, and so it's my life is only going to get better.
Of course, they're getting in, and I say that about you're a bigger name. You go and you travel around the country doing shows. You know, we've had some. You know, some people that are just starting out in comedy and they come on and I'm like, listen, it's a penny stock buying low.
Exactly.
You know, you can grow with it.
Get in early.
That's what they can do with Koo and the Gang. Go on iTunes. Go subscribe. What is it? If you could explain the podcast in one sentence, what would you explain it as?
It starts with poo and ends in cum.
Love it. That's how we work here.
Yep.
This is a poo and cum type of podcast.
I actually masturbate on my podcast.
Oh my God.
At the end, you have to wait till the end.
But are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. After I do, I have this.
Wait a minute. How did that even start?
Because that's what I do on my free time. I masturbate. And so I have this condition. It's called like persistent sexual arousal syndrome, where I'm constantly horny.
Okay.
So
you're speaking right to my soul.
That's why I don't, you know, want to have a day job. That's why comedy is ideal for me, because I could just masturbate all day and just do a show at night.
I feel like I'm talking to my twin.
So, but we have multiple orgasms. You guys are pretty limited.
Yeah, I'm like a shotgun.
So every week I add another orgasm. So this week I'm up to like 15 orgasms.
Throughout the episode?
Well, like no, at the end I have 15 in a row.
In a row?
Yeah.
How do you count? Are you going, oh, oh, oh? Like are you
I'm
counting
like,
them
I'm
off?
I'm like one, two,
Really?
Yeah.
So are you in a relationship?
Yeah.
How does he feel about this?
He doesn't know.
No, come on. Really? He has no idea?
He doesn't listen to my podcast.
And he's like, oh, she does her podcast thing, and you just go off, and then all of a sudden...
He's busy with his work, you know, so...
That is awesome. Hilarious.
Yeah, but
I would say if he listened, then he would know if you're faking it or not. He'd be like, oh...
Oh, he knows I'm not faking it. Actually, it becomes a problem. Like, I was reading up on this online, and it interferes with your relationship, with work, because you constantly have this urge to just masturbate all day and all night.
And it's only masturbation is what you want to do all the time.
No, I do want to have sex too, but most of the time, yeah, masturbation.
That's it.
Because I've mastered how to make myself come so well that no one else can really come close.
Yeah, it's really like bringing in the amateurs.
Yeah, I mean, but it's still fun to, you know, do stuff with other people.
Do you find a problem with this, you know, this urge inside, this issue that you have? Like, you call it an issue? I think it's a blessing for some guys.
Well, but it's a girl, right?
Yeah.
So it's different because there's stigmas around, like, you know, like guys are known as the hornier sex.
Yeah.
And so when I tell people that girls are hornier, they look at me like, no, they're not.
You know,
like, they don't believe me. And I'm like, well, I am, but, you know, and I have this problem. And I know there are other girls out there.
And with you're this just, problem. Now you're the voice of the problem.
Now
you're trying to be.
Now I'm
make it normalized.
Yeah, now I gotta find all my people out there.
You gotta find, if you're out there with your own podcast coming at the end.
No, if you're a chronic masturbator, subscribe to my podcast.
Listen, and we're on YouTube right now, so Esther's gonna put on quite a show at the end.
Jesus Christ!
I'm just kidding. Let's go to the emails. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I'm pumped to have you. Go follow Esther on all platforms at Esther Cuckoo. Go subscribe to her podcast, Coo and the Gang. Where that sounds like I'm going to go listen. I got to, you know, go get into that. So making girlfriends. Are you ready? This is from a lady listener. Hi, Jared. So I'm a female sophomore at a school in Minnesota. I'm a chemical engineering major. So my classes have had a lot of guys in them. So obviously that's been the easiest people to become friends with. I had a close group of girls last year, but none of us have hung out and barely talked this semester. And one is my roommate. So how do I get more girlfriends? I've been trying to hang out with a guy friend's girlfriend who is one of the nicest people I've met, and we have had a couple times, but it's hard since I don't see her around campus. I've tried mentioning hockey games, obviously a big thing in Minnesota, or watching The Bachelor. I live on campus, so it feels lame to invite her over. Any ideas on how to get closer to this girl and make other girlfriends? Thanks.
Okay.
She writes, side note, I've never been flirty with a boyfriend. I knew he had a girlfriend within the first 5 minutes I knew him. My close friends from high school are all guys except for one, so it's not like I was hanging out with my girls over winter break. I feel like I just need some girl time. Thanks for reading. Hope for a reply. What do you think?
Okay, in order to get girlfriends, I think the easiest thing to do is compliment another girl on anything.
Yeah, that works for girls more than guys.
Yeah.
So Lead with a compliment.
You just start off conversation. And you know what? There are some girls out there who have all the friends that they will ever have in their life that they met in grade school.
Yeah.
Okay, you might not get into her circle of friends.
You can't push too hard.
Yeah, so you just compliment and say, hey, I really like your nails. Where do you get your nails done? And then that just leads to whatever.
That leads to her talking about where she gets her nails. Done. How do you feel about getting your nails done?
Or even if you're not on your period, say, do you have a tampon I could borrow? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just there's so many icebreakers between girls.
That whole tampon conversation, like to know that's happening without, like, that I don't realize it's happening, you know, like that's happening every day.
Yeah.
And that is such a conversation that I have never even thought of. But that's like the woman thing. You're going and seeing eye to eye as a woman.
Right. I mean, and that just bond women together immediately. Yes. So if you
blood sisters.
If you really want to go, you become fast friends with somebody, just say, hey, do you have a panty liner?
That is, as an adult, though, that's the thing you forget is how hard it is to make a friend as an adult.
But
just
if
in general.
You're in college, okay, it's easier to meet friends in college.
Yeah.
So if you're having a hard time meeting friends in college, like do some extra stuff. Like get a part-time job.
Get some hobbies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do some sort of activity. Like I used to wait tables and then I met a bunch of girls waiting tables.
Yes.
You know, like it just, as soon as you start working alongside with other girls, you'll just become friends.
I like the lead with a comment. Girls love that. Love your shoes. You could never do that as a guy. I could never look at a guy and be like, love those shoes.
Why not?
And then we wouldn't be... He'd be like, okay, get the fuck out of here. I don't know. I don't know if it's a gay thing, but it's like, what are you getting at, man?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Right, and that's the thing that girls have an advantage over guys.
Yeah.
This natural icebreaker of, oh my God, what is that mascara you're wearing?
Where did you get it?
Every girl loves getting complimented, like, oh, thank you. I use this mascara. Whatever.
I think she's also on the right, like on the right path with the guy's girlfriend, and inviting her to watch The Bachelor. I love The Bachelor. I live tweet it. Every week. Love it. I live too. I can't wait to do it tonight. I am a big Bachelor fan. And that is the type of show. Do you watch it?
No, I don't watch it.
If you're a guy, here's my advice. Guy or girl, have a Bachelor viewing party with the opposite sex. That
you'll learn a lot.
You learn the most. And girls watch it usually with all girls. So then, well, that's why I like tweeting about it, because I can give a perspective that they would never think of. Like when I see like a girl go out of her, like I'm like, oh, that's the crazy one.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, the other one's the crazy. I'm like, no. This one will show a freak flag in about 5 minutes. And then she'll show, and then everyone in the room was like, what? How'd you know? And I'm like, I see it. You see it from the other side.
Right.
So with her, invite her and the boyfriend. Now the boyfriend gets to be like, you know, kind of King Tut of this situation. He gets to be the funny guy at the Bachelor viewing party. And you two can kind of be like the two girls that are like, oh, fuck that opinion. And you guys get to team up even more as friends.
Totally. And another way to make friends with a girl is start talking shit about another girl.
Yeah.
I mean, that...
Talking shit is the great... Yeah, that's the glue of friendships.
Girls like that, you know? Like... I was just in an Uber last night, in an Uber pool, and the Uber driver told us, he said, yeah, whenever I pick up two sets of drunk girls, as soon as, like, they all start talking, but then as soon as half of them leave, the ones still in my car start talking shit about the other one.
It always happens.
It always happens, but that makes two girls come closer. I mean...
Talking shit
is
really what brings this country together.
I mean, like, talking shit about a mutual friend who's done you wrong.
If anything, she has the opportunity to kind of talk shit about the guy. You know, like, oh, his shoes are ugly. And then she was like, I know, well, I told him to get new ones.
But that's different. It's better to find another girl to talk shit about.
To find that third girl.
Yeah, because then the possibilities are endless. Talking shit about a guy, it's like, I don't know, then you run into some risky stuff.
And then you're not sure if like that she likes those things about him. And
right, because then you're asking her to take your side if you're talking shit about a dude. And then what if you still like the dude? Then you hang out with the dude and it's just like...
That's why you bring the Bachelor into the mix. He yells out...
Throw a viewing party.
Yeah, and then he yells out like, oh, she's not that hot. And you and that girl are like, she's the hottest! And now you guys are getting closer, all while saying another chick is hot.
Or maybe she's assuming that the original girl who emailed us has... enough friends, so she should throw a Bachelor viewing party and just invite those two.
Yeah.
And then she'll get there and be like, oh, I guess you don't have any other friends. I'm your only friend.
I guess we're all losers together.
That happens too.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com, TFMpodcast@gmail.com, here with Esther Koo, at Esther Cuckoo on Twitter. Koo and the Gang is the podcast. Go check it out on iTunes. Horrible texter.
Yeah.
How are you with texting, Esther?
I don't like texting, but I do it all the time.
You have to.
You have to, because
that's the way you
have
to live.
We're like in more contact with more people than ever before, you know? So
this guy writes, sup, J-Bang. Everyone says they love the podcast, so I'm not even going to waste my time saying it. I've got a little situation. This girl is a 789. So we have a rating system here on the podcast. Girls or guys can use it.
Uh-huh.
Area code method. Face, body, personality.
What? Face, body, personality.
So she's a 789.
Oh my God.
Listen, Esther, you can use it too.
Face, body, personality.
789, that's a hottie.
This is the first, did you guys invent this?
A buddy of mine used to use it. And we brought it on the podcast, made the official
rating
system.
That's kind of funny, okay.
And goes to a college across town from me. We met on Tinder, hung out a few times, and every time we've chilled, it's gone awesome. Our conversations were more than just small talk, and each of us said we wanted to hang out more. It seemed like something was going to come from this, but last week she never texted me back. Then when she finally did, she gave me some bullshit excuse about her phone being broken, even though she was putting a bunch of shit on her Snap story.
Snapchat.
That Snap story is the ultimate read receipt right now.
No,
I said this the other day.
Social media is bringing all relationships down.
To a close. Well, Snapchat, because you can see who watches your stories. So you can't watch someone's story and then be like, yeah, I didn't see your text. Like, you can't live in those
two. That's what I don't like about Snapchat.
There's times where I'm like, okay, I'm not texting this person back, and I have to just put my phone away because I know I'll mess up. Like, I'll leave a trail. Bullshit excuse about her phone being broken, was putting a bunch of shit on her Snapchat. I got frustrated, sent her a text later in the week asking if we're going to hang soon or if she had some other bullshit excuse about her phone being broken, which naturally she got pretty pissed off about.
Because he called her out on it.
Called her out. I haven't talked to her since.
Well,
he just couldn't
handle rejection.
But she did say she wanted to hang out even after all that. But she just needed a bit to cool off. I just need to know if it's worth pursuing more or if I should stop, drop this hoe, and try and hit up other ladies. Love the podcast. Would appreciate any advice. Also, a quick shout out to a freshly initiated brother. Snapchat is John_Goose. Send him some raunchy shits, maybe a few tits. What do you think?
I think he shouldn't try anymore. You know, he already caught her lying to him.
Yeah.
So, and it's just like, I mean, I don't blame her. Maybe, you know, maybe she was planning on hanging out with him a week later, but not like right away.
Yeah, he fucked up.
You know, you don't want to come out so desperate.
That's the problem. And I'll say this, with texting, you can't ever get mad about text.
I hate when people get mad
you
about
cannot.
Text.
Cannot. It never
like,
works.
Get mad at me over something I said to you, to your face?
Totally.
Or over the phone in a conversation?
It never wears well.
But a text, it's like you look so petty.
Yeah. It never, even though he's right. Let's get one thing straight. He is right.
Right.
She fucking lied to him. He is totally right. She didn't text him back. She wasn't honest with him. But we live in a world where we're constant communication, just like you said.
This is not your soulmate, all right? This is just some girl you met online, right?
Totally. Well, we don't know what's going to happen. But he was pursuing her, so he feels that she was lying to him and like kind of like threw him for a loop. I get why he's mad. But just like you said, it never looks good when you get mad about a text.
No, you look so pathetic.
It's one of those cases the defense always wins.
Yeah.
Because if you presented that, like, let's say you came to me and you were like, this guy just got mad at me for texting. I'd be like, over a text?
So lame.
What a loser.
So
like,
loser-ish.
I would never come back and be like, well, you did. You know, like, I would never take the person who got mad at the text side. So you have to see, whenever you get mad at someone, you have to leave them to look stupid to their friends that they tell the story to.
Yes.
And they will never look stupid when they're like, well, he got mad at a text. And they're like, over a text?
Yeah,
what a
no,
loser.
It's like, just handle your shit. Like, pick up the phone. That's why I like if I'm going out with somebody, I like to establish a certain way of communicating with them.
Yes.
And if they're a texter and I'm a caller, then, hey, maybe it's not meant to work out because...
Yeah, you need the rat-tat-tat.
Yeah, I mean, some people, they don't mind only texting their boyfriend or girlfriend.
Yeah, I will say this. When I'm starting out with someone... And here's my, since we're so connected, and I think this is good advice for anyone that's out there dating. I'm a single guy. I'm out there dating. You need to establish kind of a little bit of a buffer zone with people.
Yeah.
Because we're so connected. Like you said, you.
Right. You don't want to go and start following them on every social media outlet
saying.
If you're dating somebody.
So when I'm.
Like, give it some
even
room
for,
to breathe.
Even for a first date. I cancel the first date sometimes. And I know that goes against everything you hear right now, but if the everybody will tell you not to cancel a first date, never cancel a first date. Sometimes I'll let the schedule, something came up and I really can't do it, but I want to do it again. And I'll set up another time.
How far in advance do you cancel?
I'll do it like a couple days. I'll be like, hey, listen, something came up. I can't do this day.
Okay, as long as it's not the day of.
Not the day of.
You're not standing her up.
But here's what you're doing when you do that. If you want to go out with somebody, but you also are not sure if you want it to be anything more than just maybe a hookup, the first couple times, be a little cagey about how you're going to set up a date. Have it a couple days before you set up the date, and then you'll be like, something came up. I can't do it. Let's set something up for next week. And then if they agree to that second scheduling, now if
you
you're
test
a,
them? Is this
but
your
if,
test?
No, it's not a test. If you're a month in, now you have set precedent. So now a month in, if you're like, I don't want to hang out with this. Like this girl, what she did. Is she set up the first date, went well. Then the second date, she was like, I'm kind of tired. This is probably what happened.
Canceled
she was like,
on the second date.
She canceled by saying her phone was fucked up. So I'm saying, instead of going on that first date
she
right away.
She should have had a better excuse than my phone's fucked up, knowing that she puts out these snap stories.
I hear you. But my thing is, she was just not looking to go on that date right away. So I'm saying, what if she had just been
cagey? She's banging three other dudes, man.
There's a lot of dick in this chick. But I'm saying if she was a little cagey up front, then it would have set precedent. He wouldn't have gotten mad as quickly. So what I do is sometimes I'll set up a date, then I'll cancel it and I'll reschedule it for a week out. Now, a month from then, if I cancel another date, I've done this before. This is in my oeuvre. You can't get mad at the person I am. This is what you've signed up for. Now I'm free to cancel other dates in the future. That's kind of what I'm saying. And with the texting, listen, it's all about call and response. Okay? He got mad too quick.
Yes. I hate it when a guy gets mad at me and I just started going out with him. You're like, whoa.
So if you want to know
this is a red flag. Let me back away from him.
Totally. So you want to.
If he's going to get mad over a text right away.
It's like trying to get a bird to eat out of your hand. You know, you sit there whistling for the bird and you let it come to you.
Yeah.
So with a text, what you need to do is you have the first date, goes well. You want that second date. Hey, things are so busy. You text this to the girl or guy. Doesn't matter who it is. Hey, things are so busy this week. Can't do anything this week. Next week, I'm free on Wednesday. Would love to get together. Let me know if you're free. Now, they're either in or it's a maybe. No one ever says no. If it's a maybe, just write, no problem. Let me know when you're ready. You back off.
Right.
Now, you let the bird come to your birdhouse. If they don't come, that's okay. Let the cage bird fly. Let it go.
Patience is a virtue,
right,
my friend?
And while this is happening, you're out there swiping. You're out there texting other chicks. Now you don't seem so
swiping
thirsty.
Swiping from front to back.
From front to back.
I hope. Left to right, front to back.
And all up in that clit.
And
now
my
mind
dick.
Is now on your podcast. Now I keep thinking of masturbating at the end of the a podcast. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Esther Koo at Esther Cuckoo on all platforms. Koo and the Gang is the podcast. Missed opportunity.
Okay.
Hey, J Train, I've got a problem. I'd like to see how you'd handle it. I graduated from college last year and I'm attempting to become an adult.
Attempting.
It's giving it a shot. If it doesn't work out, he's just going to go
seems
right back
like
to
it's
the
not
diaper.
Going well.
Adulthood is very overrated. I fucking hate it. I'm doing a pretty decent job at it, though, if I say so myself. While I was still in college, there was a girl who I had tons of classes with, and we'd become pretty close friends. I was extremely into her, but to be honest, I was too much of a vagina to make a move. I never really saw an opportunity to do anything, so it just never happened.
Well, my vagina takes offense to that.
Really?
No.
Stop shaming vaginas everywhere.
Go.
Vaginas are tough animals. A few months ago, I went out with a few friends. She happened to be there as well. We talked for a while. Everything was going well until the part where she says that she's dating a friend of a few of my really close friends. So this girl from college is dating a friend of his close friends.
Okay.
I know the guy, we're cool, but I wouldn't say we're friends. This past weekend, we all hung out again. She was extremely drunk and took me aside and told me that she's always been really into me and really wishes that we were together.
What?
The next day, I talked to her while she was sober, and she told me that she meant what she said. I awkwardly changed the subject and moved on. Since I'm still into her, I'm not too sure what to do. Although I couldn't give a fuck if her current boyfriend is pissed at me, he's good friends with a few of my really close friends. So if anything were to happen between us, then it would most likely ruin my friendship with my closer friends in that group. If I don't do anything, then it's going to make situations where we all hang out extremely awkward. Recently, we've all hung out every weekend. Please utilize
She's a troublemaker. She wants to start shit.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, because she's with this other guy, and then she will go up to him and say, oh,
it's weird that she would go up to him together. Drunk or not.
Like, I wouldn't do that. You know, like, why would you do that to the current guy you're going out with?
I don't know.
Either she doesn't like the guy that she's with, or she just wants them to fight over her, and she just wants all that attention from, like, two guys wanting her.
Also, I don't like the fact that she said that she wants to be in a relationship with him. I don't like when girls, like, you know... Girls, a lot of time, and you can disagree with me, they'll write the story before it's been written.
Yeah.
You know, they love, girls love telling
just
a how we met,
like,
story.
Yeah.
And what she's doing is she's writing her fucking, her
it's
engagement story.
What if he wasn't into her? But obviously she knew and picked up on it.
She knew he was into her because he's given her attention at every turn.
Yeah.
But for her to say, I wish I was in a relationship with you. It's not even I wish, you would fuck me. It's not even that. It's just I wish I was with you on a Sunday morning making breakfast. So it's like she
right.
skipped
she
so
just
many.
Fast forwarded.
Yeah,
it's like you're playing Mario Kart and you went over one of those speed bumps
totally.
That makes you accelerate like 50 miles an hour, and it's like, whoa, hold on,
yeah,
Sally.
Let me slip on some bananas first.
Yeah,
you know, like and so like I don't like, and it's a lot what you're saying, the attention thing. She's looking to move from one full attention of a boyfriend to the next full attention of a boyfriend.
Meanwhile, she's asking this guy to jeopardize his friendship with his dude friends. And as a dude, like the bond that guys have between each other, I think that's something special and should
totally.
Be cherished. And you don't fuck with that.
But here's the other thing about guys. We respect the dick. You know, we respect getting off. So like, you know, I dated this girl for a long time, and then she ended up dating a guy that was like too removed, kind of like how he is. I was like, when my friends that were in between us, when I went to them and I was like, really? They're dating? Like, they were like, yeah, man. And they kind of just
yeah
put their hands in the air like, yeah, not, sorry, man, it's weird, but what are you going to do?
We're taken.
Yeah, like they were just like, whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, they just didn't want to get involved. And I totally understood that because like I wasn't mad. I was just more like, there is the moment where you're taken aback.
It's awkward because it's like, do you say something? Because what if they do end up together for a long time and get married and shit?
Yeah.
Then you look like a dick. Like you were that guy early on when they got together.
Yeah.
Wanted to oppose their relationship. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So you don't want to look like that dick. Meanwhile, you're just trying to get your dick wet.
Here's my advice. Here's what he does. You need to let her drive the car. You need, because if she's in charge of this whole thing, then no one can put it on you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't act like you were the puppet master. You need to be the puppet master without people knowing that you were.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to let her, say to her, listen, I enjoy your company too. I'd like to see what this could be. Don't talk about relationships and shit.
Yeah.
Don't pull that fucking shit. But say to her, I can't do that unless it's over with that guy.
Exactly. Have some integrity.
Have some integrity. And if
and
you
even,
put up,
even if you just say it to yourself, she'll yeah. pick up on that vibe.
Totally. And
you don't even have to literally say to her, okay, maybe next time she's drunk or whatever, mm-hmm. she might come on to you or whatever, but just back off and then she'll want you even more.
Also, that the want you even more thing is even more important. I'm on the same right. page, Esther, because what she's doing is setting a standard.
Mm-hmm.
And when you set a standard, girls are like, and that you won't go away from. Girls
that'll,
like, oh.
That'll make her even want to flash you more.
Yeah. Oh, that guy knows what he wants. That's like, what girls want to hear, that you have a type of girl you're looking for, that you're her type, that she's your type, that you won't make yourself smaller just to get with her.
Yeah.
And if you say to her, listen, I need you to end your shit with him, and then I need us to take a month of not talking about this and not being together. Because for the group, you guys need some sorbet. Everyone
yes.
needs to take a little palate cleanser to that relationship to let you go to the next relationship. So
or
you got to give the group some sorbet.
It's incestuous. It's like everybody starts dating each other and the friends. And it's like now friends don't want to feel like they have to pick a side.
Totally.
Like, oh, you can keep me as a friend, but I'm done with.
So you as the guy need to bring around another girl. Some Tinder chicks. You got to talk
yeah.
about some chick you fucked and like bring that up.
Just
that's
be cool.
your sorbet.
Just act like she has no effect on you.
No effect. You got other chicks. Oh,
it's like
bring
whatever.
Another chick
she's
to this
sucking
hangout.
His dick.
Yeah.
So the next time she comes on to you, just picture her sucking his dick and be like, no, I'm not going to let you suck my dick. There's a new girl sucking
yeah.
my dick. Even if she's not sucking your dick, just bring her around. Make it look like.
Yeah. You need to have a some girl, a sorbet.
Yeah.
A girl, you gotta taste a different dude on her breath before you can make this move on.
The thing is, the bottom line is, it's like you're all young. There's so many other young single
yeah.
people. That's what people forget. You know, like I feel like, you know, when you're a kid, it's like, oh, you're just so like dead bent on this one person that you're in love with.
Totally.
And it's just like, but then guess what? Once you get older and once you're in your 40s and your 50s, the number of people who are single diminish
yeah.
greatly.
And they,
so
and
take advantage of your youth.
Take
by
advantage
not
of
being
all the
so crazy about one person.
Also take advantage of all the level-headed people that are single right now. Because the older you get,
yeah.
all the crazies stick around.
Yeah.
And then all those level-headed people that are like,
so forget
yeah,
about
I get
her.
It. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com here with Esther Koo, @EstherKooKoo, Koo and the Gang on iTunes. I want to do this question. lathering up the ham wallet.
What's the ham wallet?
Vagina.
Oh, that's a new one for me.
Listen, we have a new language here. This is what, yo, needle dick.
You should have said, I think. After that.
I think. Yo, needle dick. I know it doesn't involve being a Jew or trained. Fuck it. Everyone gives me a new J nickname.
Yeah, I get it.
Needle dick is new. been new to the podcast about a month now. I'm a recent grad from PSU, moved back home where I have a steady job. Luckily, post-grad life for me isn't bad, considering I live a mile away from a pretty big school in the Northeast. I have friends that are grad students I met a while ago, may or may not have bought drugs off of them. Okay, that's
intimate. Give me their number.
that I partied with when I was home. But now that I'm home full-time, I thought I was going to slay 650s and 760s left and right. But I fucked up. I caught feelings for this 878.
So he said, 650?
He thought that he'd be just fucking around, but he actually found a girl he likes.
What's the girl he likes? What's the number?
878.
878.
I know you're thinking I'm a puss, but she's got an ass that would make a gay guy turn around and take a second look. Okay. We've hooked up for about a month now, and it's awesome because I don't have my own place yet, so we have to go to hers, and I can stay and go whenever I want. But the only downfall is she fucks like a dead fish.
Ugh.
I've heard from her close friends, guys and girls, that she hasn't slept around while at school, and she's in her senior year, which explained why she bangs like a dead fish. So obviously she needs to
watch porn.
Is that it?
Yeah, because when I watch porn, I learn how to fuck. And I don't watch porn on a regular basis, but I'll turn it on once in a while just to see.
Do you ever watch it with a guy?
Yeah, sure.
So she's got to go to the tape.
She's just got to learn that, like, you can't just lay there.
Yeah.
You know?
She's probably a little self-conscious, too. I mean, he goes on to write, so obviously she may not be down for stuff that I'm
into.
She's
making him do all the work.
And since pussy is atop the food pyramid, how should I go about asking her if she's down for... Oh, he wants to go down on her for the first... P.S. I would ask for a shout-out, but my unoriginal dumbass used my actual name for Snapchat. Wouldn't give my name away to this question. So what is it? So you think watch porn? Is that the...
He's got to communicate to her somehow that she doesn't move during bed.
Yeah,
sex.
There's nothing worse than that starfish just laying out.
He should just poke fun at her.
Come on.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, like the next time they go out for seafood.
Hold on. So let's do some J-Train theater. Esther, you be the guy and I'll be the girl. And you tell me how you poke fun at me.
Okay. Well, I would take you out to a nice fancy seafood restaurant.
Jared, thank you for taking me out. This is so wonderful.
Well, listen up, bitch.
I think we should have sex tonight.
You see how I ordered this plate of sea bass?
Yeah.
And you see how it's dead and not moving? That's you in bed, honey.
Oh my, really?
Yeah, but let me shake this plate a little bit. See how it's jiggling a little bit? That's what I need your ass to do.
So you want me to jiggle?
You got a great ass. I need you to gyrate your ass.
But
prop yourself out.
I think I'm pretty good in bed. Maybe you're the one who
sucks
in bed.
Swallow my dick and act like you want it.
End scene. Very nice. I you don't think that's too aggressive? I feel like if I went up to a girl and was like, you fucking suck at this, but I'm still here.
No, but you do it in a funny way.
So make it like a fun thing.
Yeah, you just make fun of her. I like it when a guy makes fun of me. I think it's like flirtatious. I think, and even if he's criticizing me, if he does it in a way that's joking, I can handle it.
Yeah. I once hooked up with this girl where it was same situation, no movement, dead fish type of deal. And I just put her on top. Like I was just like, go on top.
Yeah, make it work.
You go to work now. Your turn. The problem was she was not good on top. And the problem with like, I think you last longer when it's a good chemistry.
Yeah.
And when it's a bad, you're just like, I can't
move on. This girl sounds lame.
He's into her though.
Uh-huh. Because she's got a nice butt.
Nice butt will make a guy do a lot of things.
I know.
I think what he needs to do, I think he's got to, I think you maybe watch porn together. And this is all about communication. And, you know, maybe you going down on her and seeing what she likes when you go down on her and seeing what makes her move when you're down there. And maybe we'll make her feel more comfortable.
The next time you guys go out to brunch with her friends, bring it up and humiliate her in front of her friends.
You're meaner than some of these emailers, Esther. I didn't see that coming. Yeah, I want you to shame her. Shame on you. No, you don't move. Just turn into this horrible person.
It like, must be my religious upbringing.
Now eat those French toast sticks, you fucking dead fish.
Shame is a great motivator.
Yeah.
Embarrassment.
Embarrassment, you know, that type of stuff.
Humiliation.
Why don't you
ask? I guess I'm into S&M.
I guess so. We're learning a lot.
I'm learning about myself.
That's I think sitting her down and talking it out and just being like, listen.
But that sounds so serious. I think just poke fun at her.
You don't think that'll make her more self-conscious?
She's not self-conscious about it to begin with.
Oh, she's going along for the ride.
She's oblivious to the fact that she is a dead fish in bed. So maybe she needs to become a little self-conscious.
I like that. Maybe next time you take out the trash while she's there, just take it out and be like, guess I'm doing all the work again, like in bed.
No, she won't get it. That'll go over her head.
That'll go over it.
Yeah, because she's oblivious. If she's okay with just laying there, she thinks this is how people fornicate.
Mm.
She needs to know. That's why I say watch porn.
Yeah.
Or watch like sexy scenes
and
movies.
And maybe while you're watching porn, just be like, see how they move around?
Yeah. And
they
pause
do
it
stuff.
And bring a laser pointer.
Yeah.
And put, put it on laser the girl's spotter and say,
yeah,
this is what I want you to do.
I love it. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Esther Koo. Koo and the Gang is the podcast. Esther Koo, Koo on all platforms. We're going to do one more email. Then we'll go on to hypotheticals and some shout outs. You've been great. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having
me.
We
can do one of these ones. Ghosting. Cuddling conundrum. My best friend's sister.
Cuddling conundrum.
Okay. Jay Dreidel. Not going to start this by jerking off your ego, but I respect your game and pose this question to you as a fellow man just trying to get his. Okay. I like the cut of his jib. There's not a good way to frame this, so I'll just put my nuts on the table. I'm starting to wonder if I'm too affectionate when cuddling after sex. I know that sounds soft as shit, but let me explain.
I like it.
I recently hit the ground running after getting out of a 2-year relationship that started in college. These days I'm pulling major league ass and in no rush to get locked down again. But after delivering justice between the sheets, whether it's a one night stand or a fuck buddy, I keep reverting back to the same old cuddling habits from my relationship days.
That's a mistake.
I go Dennis Rodman on these girls in the sack, but during the post game, I turn into Mr. Rogers. I kiss on the forehead, running my fingers through her hair, maybe a massage.
That's supposed to be for fathers.
There's
to do.
Nothing verbal. It's just my muscle memory. Shit just happens. The reason this is an issue is because a couple of girls I've been banging have complained that it seems like I'm leading them on and interested in something more serious. I haven't done anything to give off that vibe besides my post-coital antics. Is this a problem? Should I even be trying to change? I'm inclined to just keep going with what feels right, but I'm tired of having this where's this going talk. Keep up the good work, buddy.
I can see that how girls will pick up on that.
Really? I'm the best cuddler I know.
Are you?
I crush cuddling.
Well, the thing is, that is weird.
I have the best muscle. I have just enough marbled fat to make it a comfortable yet knowing
grip.
It
depends on what her body is like, you know, with size and how you guys
I'm usually
mesh.
With a 300-pounder, but that's okay.
That's fine, too. No, the thing is, everybody comes to a one-night stand or a relationship with a different level of cuddling. You know what I mean? Like, let's say I'm like a level 7 cuddler.
Okay.
And you're like a level 3 cuddler.
Okay.
You know, like, we just wouldn't match up, right? And so he's coming in really strong. He's coming at a 10 because he's used to cuddling from a relationship.
Don't you think when you do a one-night stand or when you have someone that you're fucking or whatever, like, isn't that a part of the whole experience?
Cuddling?
Yeah. It's
not
weird to
always.
Me to be so intimate with someone and then not have that post-game.
I know. That is weird too, but it is weird because it's like you don't know if you like this person yet.
Mm.
So do you want to be cuddling after fucking? Because
so that's what I'm wondering. Is cuddling a thing that spawns out of like, or is it a thing that spawns out of
familiarity?
Of like just, you know, the part of the experience of a sexual thing.
I think it spawns out of like because cuddling takes time to get there.
I mean, I sleep with a body pillow that's as big as some people, and that's how I fall asleep in the cuddle position.
Right. And
so
I'll
I'm just
hump
putting
a pillow
in the person.
Also.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess it just depends on how you guys got along earlier in the night, you know? Because if you are super affectionate with them at dinner.
But even the way you pose that would say to me that that would mean it's more than just the fuck, because, oh, if we got along well in the earlier night,
yeah,
it was a good fuck, and now but we're always, doing a good cuddle,
I'd rather means we're more serious. I'd rather err on the side of not cuddling than to cuddle too soon, because that's embarrassing, because you're by cuddling her, you're telling her you like her, non-verbally.
I kind of, I live in this, I hear what you're saying. I agree with it, and I hear it from the female perspective. What I'm trying to do more now is to drive my boat and not worry about the passengers on the boat.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to do this more and more as a guy.
And that's fine too. You might meet a girl who wants to cuddle right away.
But I hear what you're saying. I'm saying, well, I'm in the position this guy's in. I'll bring it into my world a little bit. I get in these dating things where it does get too serious too quickly. And then I'm like, how did this person think that? And, you know, cuddling is just, you know, a metaphor for a lot of different things that you would do. Pay for a meal, pick up, you know, open the door, all these niceties that maybe you would do for someone that you care about when you're just being nice.
Cuddling is super affectionate.
I know.
And it should be saved for boyfriend, girlfriend.
But I do think that if you just like to cuddle, then that's the person you are.
Okay. Instead of cuddling, why don't you sit on her?
Sit on her.
You know what I mean? Or have her sit on you, like, perpendicular to your body.
Okay.
Not, like, parallel, like, the way cuddling, cuddling goes. Feet,
like, two dudes that are sharing a hotel room bed.
You know what I mean?
Like, just listen, we've got to make a pillow wall between us to make sure we don't like each other.
Play sandwich, you know? Grab a pillow and then jump on her.
My thing is, when I'm dating and I'm out there trying to be in the fuck game, if you will, I like the idea of driving your own boat and doing what makes you the happiest. And then if they're in, that's their choice to be in. That is their choice to cuddle with you. Cuddling is a two-way street.
And I've had guys cuddle me too soon, and I would just take their arm off.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Push them away and say, hey, it's really hot right now.
Totally. But that's the thing. But if you didn't say it was too hot, that wasn't I didn't say to you, this cuddle means that we're together now. I know it's non-verbally maybe can imply that, but you shouldn't feel bad that has implied that to the girl. That's what I'm saying. You didn't act. You acted only in what made you feel comfortable at the time. And I see where it would imply to a girl, but you can't worry about all these implications. You can only worry about doing the right thing by you
while
and being a good person.
While you're cuddling her, you have to tell her, I'm also cuddling six other girls when I'm not seeing you the rest
Just
of the
whisper
week.
Whisper in her ear. I do this with a lot of girls.
You're not the only one I cuddle.
This dick has been between two
cuddling you reminds me of the time I cuddled with Jenny last week.
This hot dog has been in other buns. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Esther Coot, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
You're so good. This was amazing. So please follow Esther on Twitter, Instagram.
I also perform at a lot of colleges around the country.
Okay.
So if you're going to school right now and you want me to come to your school, I tour, you know, do colleges, the Girl Code show with Tanisha Long and I.
I know Tanisha, she's great.
Tour.
We gotta have her on this.
Together. So you know, go tell your campus activities board members that you want to see us or me at your school.
There we go. So go follow along at Esther Cuckoo on all platforms. Also, Coo and the Gang is the podcast. They're only 18 episodes in. It's a good podcast.
Get in now
while the going's hot. So we're going to be right back with some shout outs, hypotheticals in the news. We'll be right back.
I can't say life's a bitch because it's what you make or make. You make your own bitch, so you gotta lay it.
Hey guys, welcome back. We're here with Esther Coo. Esther, thank you again for answering those emails.
That
so
was
great.
Fun.
It was so awesome to have you. Go follow Esther on all platforms at Esther Cuckoo. Also, Coo and the Gang is the podcast. Go on iTunes, subscribe. Also, we would love for you to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes if you aren't already. If you listen on SoundCloud or some other versions of that, go on iTunes, give us a subscription, comment, make a comment, and rate us. That really helps us out here. Also, we're here at Stand Up New York Labs. They've matched up with ComedyVoices.com, and you can go check out all the podcasts they put together here at the Labs. ComedyVoices.com. Go check them out. Also, you can come to Stand Up. We're right above Stand Up New York Comedy Club. StandUpNY.com. I'm going to start doing a show here, I think every week on Thursdays, like a college night show. So you guys should come and be a part of that. If you use the promo code TFM, you can get free tickets to any show here at the club.
Woohoo.
That's what us Jews call a deal.
What?
So get involved. StandUpNY.com, promo code TFM. Also, Esther mentioned she's going to some college. I'm coming to some colleges. If you guys want me to come to your school, email my college booking manager, harryschmuckler@gmail.com.
That is not a real name.
That's a real name.
Schmuckler?
Harry
He's
Schmuckler.
The best in the business.
Best wow. in the biz. harryschmuckler@gmail.com. harryschmuckler@gmail.com. And I'm coming out west, so get me to your school. Talk to student activities. Would love to make that happen. Let's do some shout-outs.
Okay.
So some guys wrote in. If you ever want a shout out, just title the email shout out. Jared, I need you.
I don't want to be like a prima donna, but I feel
I'm sorry.
You should just introduce me. I don't know.
We're doing back to back. We don't usually do this.
No, I know.
I feel like you've been introduced.
Yes.
Chris is on at Mansamp on Twitter.
Thank you, sir.
Mandatory Samson podcast every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
We've got some great news. Sorry about that.
No, don't worry about
Jared,
it.
I need you, the listeners, to help with this one. I need as many nasty beer shits and shits in general sent to TKALKA17. He's on co-op in Florida, and it's fucking out of is ducking out of the usually shitty Rochester winters for a semester banging sugar mamas. So send him shit pics. J Train, I love me some titties. I need some titties in my life. Been rough. CJ James, 18. All shapes and sizes are welcome. Love the podcast. Thanks, man. If you forgot, I'm the one that you posted my story on Instagram of when the cop pulled me over and let me off because of you, J Train. A cop pulled him over. Heard him listening to the podcast in the car, listened to the podcast, and let him off.
What?
What?
Yeah, it's
that's
insane.
That is insane.
What do you mean, listen to? Like, he got in his car?
He, like, heard that he was listening.
And did he know you?
Yeah, the cop listened to this podcast as well.
Oh, my God.
How insane is that? So, listen, that's on my Instagram, Jared Fried on Instagram. Greetings, J Train. Recently, my friend told me about this amazing podcast to repay him. I would love if every listener sent him a Snapchat of their next shit, and maybe five after that. All shits, no tits. His Snapchat is Leonard Jake. He is also the biggest douche in my friend group, which makes him that much more deserving of some turds in his inbox. Again, Leonard Jake. Thank you, Jared, Chris, and listeners for ruining his Snapchat. All right, so those are some shout-outs. If you want a shout-out, just send it in. Let's do some would-you-rathers. You ready?
Okay.
So these are hypothetical situations. You have to make a choice. You making your podcast biweekly and your live tweeting during The Bachelor has made you my new favorite person. Lace is the best contestant. Anyways, would you rather have sex with Jennifer Aniston or Margot Robbie? It can be any Jennifer, younger or older, and Margot Robbie has her accent.
I don't know who Margot Robbie is.
She was in Wolf of Wall Street. She was the blonde one.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston.
You're going Aniston?
Yeah.
Why do you choose that?
Margot Robbie, she's really hot, but yeah. Jennifer Aniston is just such a get.
That's a get. That's a big time.
You know, that's a score.
Yeah.
That's a fucking
like you'll Rachel. You never have to go Rachel from Friends.
Yeah.
Like,
and I've seen her in person and she's super petite and beautiful.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
She have big boobs? What's the deal with her boobs?
I mean, you've seen pictures, yeah.
I know, but
she's
sometimes you see the
boobs.
Pictures.
I mean, they're proportional to her body. She's a petite girl.
That is a good reason to want to hook up with her just because of the... Like, I just had to do Wolf of Wall Street.
Right.
Like, I had to be like,
everybody
no.
Everybody knows.
You know, you don't want to... First name... Jennifer Aniston is like Prince. Like, you know who it is right
away.
Exactly.
She's...
What are you doing, man, Sam?
You know, I got to say, I feel like girls are really into Jennifer Aniston. Like, my girlfriend loves Jennifer Aniston. But I was at a Rangers game. Margot Robbie was there. I was never really into her. Mm. But she was wearing a Rangers jersey. She was really into it. I'm a huge Rangers
That'll
fan.
Do it for you.
Yeah, it kind of tipped it over the edge for me, I feel like.
Oh, man. So I gotta
but
choose.
I get it. I mean, either one, probably. But I'll go with Margot Robbie for this.
The Aniston Paul is a big factor. I never thought of it that way, where it's like... You have that on your fuck resume.
Plus, she fucked Brad Pitt.
Yeah, so
and
that's
so
like,
it's like...
That's like touching, you know, the golden goose.
Exactly.
You know, I have the power! You know, like that type of shit, you know? I don't know, Margot Robbie, though, that is... And now she... What do you think of Suicide Squad, that movie coming out?
I don't know what that one is.
Yeah. Did you know about it?
Yeah, the trailer looks great. I mean, I'm not like a big comic book guy, but the trailer looks great.
It's a trailer. It's like a new DC comic movie, and Margot Robbie plays like the most...
Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn, who's like the most famous of the bunch. She's like she wears like a pigtail. The weird thing about that movie to me, every time I see the trailer, people are so pumped about it that I'm like, you definitely whacked off to this cartoon growing up.
Oh, please. She's like the hot like villain... chick.
Do you know when you see? Do you know when you see comic book nerds get too into something and you're like, oh, this is a window into your masturbatory?
They can't ejaculate with a real life girl.
Yeah, it has to be a cartoon.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Like, I'm like, oh, we're getting a real view.
That's why so many guys have Asian fetishes, though, because we look like anime characters. You know?
Is that what it is?
And like, it's like they could jerk off to, you know, so anime and us.
I have a question for you. Jewish guys are into Asian women.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because, I mean...
Do you ever date a Jewish guy?
Yeah, I have.
And they... Do you know right away?
Do I know what?
Like that they're like into just Asian women or is it...
No, you know what? Actually, some Jewish guys will pick up Asian girls by like criticizing us, you know?
Really?
Yeah, that's just like your personality, isn't it?
Is it?
Sometimes.
You're pretty negative, dude.
Oh, I didn't know I was such a critiquer.
I mean, I feel like goys will like hit on you like overtly.
Yes.
By being like, oh, you know, you're so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. Whereas like Jewish guys are more sneaky with like the way they hit on.
Sneaky fucking Jews.
Not sneaky, but they'll use reverse psychology.
So how, like, give me an example.
Like, they'll be mean to me.
Really?
As a way to get my attention and to try to get me to want to...
So it's like a father figure.
Want to prove, like, hey, I can beat you, you know?
Like, he would look at you and be like, you're not good at piano.
This isn't... Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I've never dated an Asian woman, girl, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I do notice a lot of Jewish men.
You know what it is?
It's a big thing.
Like... Jews work for me because they have, a lot of them have, like, this is going to sound horrible.
Go for it.
Have, like, frail bodies.
Okay.
And I like the skinny skateboarder type of dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't like the beefy frat boy type.
No.
So I need, like, a skinny, you know.
You need a skinny Jew.
A skinny Jew.
You need classic accountant Jew.
Yeah, nerdy, like, I
got
can
that.
Beat you up.
Oh, okay.
Jew, you know.
This is makes a lot. I think Jewish guys go for Asian women because I think it's the opposite of their mom.
Totally.
Like, so a Jewish mother's...
A self-hating Jew and a self-hating Asian, a great couple
is
make.
A good... It's a peanut butter and jelly situation.
It goes hand in hand.
Let's go to the next hypothetical. You get $1 million for the rest of your life. Every time you shit, you have to wipe 100 times before it's clean.
You get $1 million for the rest of your life?
You get $1 million, but for the rest of your life, every time you shit, you have to wipe 100 times before it's clean. Keep in mind how painful it would be, as you would literally be wiping your ass raw every time to the point it'd probably be bleeding. That's nothing new for me. And keep in mind how long that would have to take, how much money you'd be spending on toilet paper. Love the podcast. Keep it good work. Come to Atlanta sometime and do a show. What do you think?
Interesting question, but I would not take that money.
You wouldn't take the millions for the 100 times each time?
100 is a lot.
That's the thing. I'm wondering if I just have to wipe 100 times with no... I just have to do it, just like
the
like
medical as if problems that you would create by wiping your ass that much. Like, you would get anal fissures and hemorrhoids, and
this is a one-time million-dollar hit. That's it.
One-time $1 million for the 100 times every time.
I mean, I gotta say, I mean, not to be too fair, it's like I wipe a ton, but 100 is a lot, though.
It's that's too
a
much. Lot.
Time is money. Time is money. I love when someone responds to like a real question with some douchey. Time is money, and I make $100 a second, so you better get on my time.
You know, like, yeah, play right hard, back. Work hard. Why don't you shut the fuck up? How about that?
I'm going to take my time and try and use it towards making the million.
Exactly.
Instead of wiping it away.
Because what a pain in the ass that will become.
And literally.
You go to an airport bathroom, and you're wiping your ass.
Nothing worse than when you, like, take a shit, and it's one of those, like, oh... Like, it's like a forever marker.
Yeah, this is going to take
you're
a little
like
while.
You're never going to get.
You're just
going to
run
away.
Out of toilet paper, too.
I know.
You know?
Right. Well, you're going to be spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on toilet paper.
You're going to be using those, you know.
I've been having such a problem, like, with my bathroom habits lately that it's, like, getting out of control where I'm, like, now I'm starting to, like, I'm, like, going to be the worst eater. Like, what? No hot food. Like, I'm going to have to be the Jewish mother at every meal. For the rest of my life. I'm coming to that realization. Well, listen, if you guys have a hypothetical or a shout out, just title your email hypothetical or shout out. We'll read it on the air. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Let's do some news.
Yeah, so this is a story that I think is kind of taken off online. We were talking about it before the show started. This half-naked woman, she had to do a walk of shame in West Virginia during the blizzard, and they got like 40 inches of snow in West Virginia. And we have a video. The video's
online.
Video?
No, I haven't seen it. It's great. Let me watch it.
It's absolutely fantastic.
Oh my gosh. She's barefoot?
Yeah,
barefoot.
She made a bad mistake there, going out without pants and no shoes. But.
The Andy Hendrickson episode, he kind of told a story. He sent this to us, being like, he told a very similar story about this girl who did a walk of shame on like Fraternity Row.
Oh, right, right, right.
This is just spectacular. Have you ever done a walk of shame?
I mean,
not this bad. But.
I mean, no, not this bad. Like, I've had, you know. I mean, why does she have no pants?
Well, that's the thing. I don't understand what happened, why she had to jump out of there.
You know what I mean? Like,
so
I've done a walk of shame, but people didn't know I was doing a walk of shame because I didn't leave my clothes at his house.
Totally.
Right.
And usually the walk of shame is more in your head than
I just didn't wipe the cum off my face.
Yeah, what?
Looked like Elmer's glue dried up.
This is a walk of glue.
I'm coming from a cut and paste project, arts and crafts night.
I'm an art teacher at the local elementary school.
I'm volunteering
school.
At the church.
Saturday morning.
The walk of shame, anytime I've had this, like when I'm wearing the clothes from the night before, it's more in your head than it is everyone else's.
Exactly.
You know,
because
you only know the clothes you wear out at night more, unless it's like a tux,
right?
You know, this one is so bad.
I used to wait tables probably at 10 in the morning on a Sunday. Mm. People probably thought I was doing a walk of shame because I would wear like, you know,
but there's
a white shirt and a black skirt.
No one even thought about you. That's the thing. We're all the star of our own movie. People got their own shit to deal with. This is one of those rare situations where it's like, mama's going to see this.
Yeah, mama
can't be happy about what this.
Well, because she got caught up in like a big event. So that was a mistake. But I still don't understand. Like, did the girlfriend show up or something and like chase her out of the apartment? Like, what happened?
Why not just call a ride?
Well, what a dick the guy is. Like, here's a pair of pants you could borrow. Right? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that
Take
was
some
bizarre.
Sweats. Man, she had to have still been drunk. That's the thing.
Maybe.
You don't leave like that. Like, when I'm still drunk in the morning, I'm like, okay, let me just get out of here. It doesn't matter.
Maybe he just farted and she just had to get... It was one of those explosive ones. I don't know.
Just a huge fart. Well, let's go to the next one.
There's a weird new trend hitting the internet involving girls, a pen, and boobs. Apparently... girls are posting pictures on Instagram where they like pull their shirts up like
right
under the nipple, pretty much. You don't see the nipple, but then they just stick pens under their boobs to like let them hang there.
I love this trend.
Wow. You're into it?
I want this to become an Olympic sport.
Oh my God. I used to sell pens.
Really?
Yes. The pen.
Next up on the pen holding. Like, wow. I want to know. So wait, they can hold them under their boobs and they just stay up?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think the shirt probably is involved a little bit too. So like the shirt is holding the boob down and the pen is under the boob.
Africa would kill in this event.
they would have the king size Sharpie.
Yeah. If Natural Geographic has taught me anything, Africa is beating the shit out of the whole world in this event. Let's go to the next story.
All right, let's close this one. A professor, this is kind of our daily dose of people being offended or whatever.
Totally. So,
a professor was fired for warning his students that his class might use adult language.
That's all he did?
Well, this guy, Dr. Michael Persinger, a neuroscientist, right? So not a dumb guy, said he asked the students in his introductory psychology course to sign a statement of understanding during the first lecture. The statement lists a sample of words that might be used during the class, including the F word, homophobic slurs, and offensive slang for genitalia. Basically, his point was like, I try to use these words to elicit a response from the kids to like prove to like make it part of the lesson, essentially, to show that these words can influence the way you think.
Yeah.
It's a neuroscience class, so it's like part of the class. This guy might be a dick, I don't know, but he ended up getting fired.
He sounds like he loves himself. This is classic cocky maneuver. That's like when you hook up with a girl and it's like, okay, these are the moves I'm going to be wanting to have. Like, it's a Christian Grey type of situation. Please sign this contract. Because it just absolves him of any form of like censoring himself at all.
Absolutely, right.
Which is insane.
I'm sure he could still get a job at Penn State. They'll hire anybody.
Listen, that's my alma mater.
Somebody would know that. Yeah.
We'll let him in. But it's funny when with this, it's like people, what's happened, the problem with like the PC police is that now we have the dickheads who use that people are PC to be dickheads.
Yeah.
So there's like people probably taking a side being like, oh, shitty college students. No, you're kind of being a dick if you're putting homophobic slurs.
Right, right. He wants to okay it that he can like yell at gay kids any way he wants, right? It's like, no.
No, you can't do that. Like, it seems insane.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a. It's one of those stories.
He should go found his own new college that's only for straight people.
Yes.
Yeah, or, what, yeah, or whatever. Yeah.
If you're
straight, you
go to the most homophobic country and teach there.
There. Yeah. I mean, it just seems like one of those things that like people will choose a side without realizing, oh, it's just a dickhead.
Right. Well, it's the classic pendulum thing where like, obviously we talk about in the show a lot, like you guys are comics, you know, like certain words, whatever people get up in arms about. But right, this guy's the other end of the spectrum where he just wants to scream at kids, I guess, you know, who knows?
Esther Koo, thank you for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're such a great guest. Go follow Esther on Twitter, Esther Koo Koo. Also, Koo and the Gang is the podcast. Go check her out. Fantastic comic. Going to be coming to colleges and doing shows
all
over.
Bring me to your college.
Bring her down. Chris, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks, dude.
At Mansamp on Twitter. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. Guys, I'm Jared Free, JTrain56 on all platforms. Super excited about how this podcast keeps growing and your response to it. So please keep following, keep supporting, keep sending it to friends. We'll be back next week with a whole new episode, brand new guests and all that stuff. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Bye.